Books on Tape presents Provence, A to Z, by Peter Mayall. Read by John Lee. Introduction. I am now in the land of corn, wine, oil, and sunshine. What more can man ask of heaven? Thomas Jefferson in Aix-en-Provence, March 27, 1787. It's an impossible business, trying to squeeze Provence into a single volume. There's too much history, too much material, thousands of years of human habitation, an encyclopedia's worth of churches and chateaus, towns and villages, a small army of distinguished or notorious residents, including Petrarch, Nostradamus, Raymond de Turenne, and the Marquis de Sade, artists, poets, and writers galore, Vincent van Gogh, Paul Cézanne, Frédéric Mistral, Marcel Pagnol, Alphonse Daudet, and Jean Giono. Legends and myths, mountains and vineyards, truffles and melons, saints and monsters. Where to start? What to include? What to leave out? It's a problem that many writers have faced, and their solution has often been to specialize. They have confined themselves to particular themes: ecclesiastical architecture, the influence of the Romans, the cultural significance of bouillabaisse, any one of 100 facets of Provence, and they have produced comprehensive, often scholarly books. Admirable though these are, I haven't attempted to add to that collection, probably just as well, since I'm no scholar. Instead...